joined by my co-host
Teresita Galarza Crane.
There we go, full name. And today we are taking mental health break, but we always do that every week. I feel like this is our time to not do homework. And we're just going to play you some fun music to relax you and have fun and get you pumped up for the last whatever how many weeks of school we have left.
Week.
Woo! Okay, here you go. Here's music. Woohoo! Have a good day.
on second floor. Coronation rickshaw ride. So go, I know you would not stay. It wasn't true, but anyway, racist dreams you should not hide.
look nice. How was work?
Well, it was fourth period civics.
The kids were giving me the third degree. Was a UFO seen hovering over Washington, D.C.? Was a fisherman attacked by a 320-pound shrimp? They'd been bitten by the fake news bug, all right, and it was holding on like a driver's ed student to a steering wheel. How was I gonna get a bunch of wide-eyed kids to wise up about what they see on the internet? Then it hit me. Like a dodgeball on field day. The name of the game was News Snoops. Each student got an article and 2 minutes to decide if it was credible or a fake. They were able to use fact-checking sites to get the cold, hard truth. Now the little hotshots are even teaching their gullible grannies a thing or two about phony news. But how was your day?
Pretty good. I got a new title today. Office Birthday Party Planner.
Oh. Fun.
Teachers just have better work stories. If you want a creative job worth talking about, head to teachdfw.org. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
I feel like a lot of people are very stressed right now, which is too bad because they shouldn't be. And I just want to make a point that life is short, and it's too short to stress about people who are not positive influences in your life and or things that are minimal, because things like tests and papers really in the grand scheme of things don't mean anything at all. Not that you shouldn't work hard on them. Like, I did turn in my paper on Friday, but was it perfect? Probably not, but that's okay.
Cut out the toxicity.
Yeah. Don't stress. Ooh, I just touched the mic with my mouth. That's gross. All right. So anyway, just be calm, relaxed. Everyone's take some naps, hang out with nice people.
Watch some movies. Also, we've been listening to movie soundtrack songs.
So we apologize if you're just going to listen to a lot more cinematic scores, but honestly, they're very calming. And maybe you can meditate to them.
Maybe it's what you need.
Yeah, who knows? I know. We know. We know that you need them, actually. That's
we know
who knows.
That I need them.
Yeah. So here you go. Here's more movie soundtracks to calm your soul.
Thank you. forest, can you see this? And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Wait, your uncle?
Thank you. place where he was born and raised.
Dave, what are you doing?
Just sending a gift to Dave 2037.
Who?
Me in the future. I save a little money from every paycheck as a gift to Dave 2037, so he can spend it on things like anti-gravity boots or a hologram Doberman. Something cool like that. I think Dave 2037 deserves it. He worked hard. What are you getting Steve 2037?
I guess I was thinking Steve 2037 would just fend for himself.
Well, all right. But don't expect to be borrowing my anti-gravity boots.
You want to have money in your future? You got to start saving now. Putting some money from every paycheck into a savings account or contributing to your 401k can make a big difference later. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Hey, let's just hope Steve 2037 doesn't get his hands on a cold time machine, because he is going to come back here and knock some sense into you.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've had some really weird music played today, but honestly, I think it was all really relaxing and calming. It was just not, you know, very verbal, but that's okay. So we're going to finish with two Beatles songs to make everybody feel good about themselves. And then we just hope everyone has a relaxing week, gets their Christmas / Hanukkah / any other holiday shopping done, and relaxes and drinks some hot chocolate or tea. I don't know. Or eggnog. for those of you who like alcohol earlier in the day. Put a little brandy in it. Okay. Anyway, everyone have a good day. Love you lots. Bye.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night. For this moment to arise, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Once again, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. We hope y'all have a good day and keep on listening. See you later. Bye.
This countryside's burning with wolfmen fairies dressed in drag for homicide.